Om Shanti. Today is the 26th of June, 2025. Bhog was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan by Shashi Didi. And we now listen to the Bhog message. Today, on the day of the Sadguru, as I reached Baba carrying the Bhog, it was as though Baba was already waiting for me. Baba was standing on a very beautiful mountain. Baba spread out his arms. Some Brahmin children got emerged at the bottom of the mountain, facing Baba. And again Baba called out, "All my beloved children, come." And gradually, I saw many, many brothers and sisters get emerged in front of Baba. And Baba said, "Come and fly up to me." The children were very happy to go up to Baba. So there were three gates leading up to Baba. The first gate had these words written on it, "The Spring of Happiness." And as the children reached that first gate, they were repeating Baba, Baba, remembering Baba, and they had the experience of happiness, immense happiness. And as they go through this gate, flowers were being showered on them. But some children started to think, "How will we go through? How will we get through? How will we go past this gate?" While they were, as they were coming closer to the gate, the doors were closing, and then the flowers were moving up, not falling on them completely. Then the children were trying to go through the second gate, and on the second gate was written the unlimited attitude of disinterest. So as the children were reaching the second gate, so just as you have in the golden age, when the royal family comes, the world emperor comes, you have people coming to welcome them and take them ahead. So similarly for this second gate, we had souls waiting to welcome the children as they went through the second gate. And again, some children started to think, "Can I get through the gate?" And so as they were having these questions and doubts, they were not able to cross the gate. And on the third gate was written the stage or the throne of self, of soul consciousness, and the seat of all rights. So those who were able to stabilize themselves in that soul conscious stage and maintain their awareness of all the attainments they've received from the Father, when they were able to stabilize themselves in that stage, they were able to go through the third gate, and it was as though they were being beautifully decorated as they passed through that gate, as the deities are. And then again, there was some who were not able to go through the third gate. And so Baba was showering them with rays of light, and they were again reminded of their awareness. So with that support from Baba, they were able to experience happiness. They were able to cross the gate and be showered with rays, with flowers. And again with the second group that could not able to go through, Baba showed his, Baba took their hand in his hand, and they were able to go through. They were able to experience that stage of being, of having unlimited disinterest, and they were able to go through the second gate. And then the third group, who were in front of the third gate and not able to go through, Baba then reminded them, "Why have you forgotten what you've attained? Have you forgotten that Baba has made you belong to him? And Baba has given you all the spiritual attainments, so maintain that awareness. So when Baba reminded them in this way, then everyone was able to seat themselves on a beautiful throne, and they were able to present themselves as those beloved deities. So observing everyone in their stage of being the beloved deity, Baba then said, according to the time, all human beings, all devotee souls are searching for their beloved deities. They're looking for some kind of support. They want someone to listen to their calls. So such times are going to come that the children have to maintain very high levels of happiness, make themselves full with all happiness. Secondly, time is also reminding you to maintain your awareness or attitude of unlimited disinterest. Sometimes the children, the Brahmin children, are not able to maintain that stage for a long time, and the external attractions attract them towards them. So until you have that attitude of unlimited disinterest, you'll not be able to stabilize yourself in soul conscious stage, you'll not be able to recognize the time. Baba has given you the responsibility of bestowing on the devotees, but you won't be able to fulfill that duty. So the children have to pay attention to one thing. Baba has bestowed all rights on you. Baba has given you the duty of revealing God, glorifying God in the world. So from time to time, Baba makes the children experience that stage. Baba also makes you aware of your form, of what you need to do for devotee souls. You need to fulfill their pure desires. And how you have to glorify or reveal Baba, hoist the flag of revelation in the world. Baba was showering the children with a lot of love. I then told Baba that I've brought bhog today. Baba started to smile and said, have you come alone with the bhog? So I became quiet, I didn't say anything. Baba then said, look at what all the children are doing. So the children spread out their arms as though they also were carrying the bhog tray to present to Baba. Baba had emerged all the trance messengers with the bhog trays in the subtle region, and everyone presented their, placed their trays in front of Baba. So Baba is recognizing and experiencing the pure feelings of the children, and Baba is giving the return of that pure love. Baba took the bhog in his hand, and it was though he was feeding every child. Along with the bhog, a blessing was also reaching every child, on which was written, observe every scene of the drama as a detached observer, maintain the vision of a detached observer. Baba says many different variety of scenes are coming forth in the drama, and even in the future there will be scenes that you would never have thought about, scenes you probably wouldn't even want, but such scenes are coming according to the drama, and you have to observe everything as a detached observer. Baba was showering the children with a lot of love, and he then said, Baba knows beloved children have come for their bhakti in Baba's home, Pandavavan. Baba was giving them a lot of drishti. It fed them the bhog as well and gave them the blessing of being the detached observer and observe every scene of drama. Remain the detached observer. Om Shanti.